We're not accepting the Queen of Iron at all, and we've made that quite clear at numerous meetings over the past 6 months. We're extremely disappointed with the announcement today. We had hoped for a resolution at this stage. We believed that we were going to be getting options here. We haven't been given options, we've been given conditions, which also include the new boat, the new purpose-built vessel that will be built in 2 to 3 years. We understand the long-term, perfect. We were very hopeful that that boat will come. But the short-term problem, I mean, the 1st of April, we're talking a couple of weeks away, and unfortunately this problem hasn't been resolved. After 6 months of discussions and trying to negotiate, unfortunately the Queen of Iron is very much still in the picture, unfortunately for us. We are definitely not accepting it, and we obviously do have a big problem on the 1st of April.
In terms of the offer of a second contract to run alongside Queen of Iron in the short to medium term until the new build can be sorted, because whatever happens, there is no way a new build is going to be on the water on the 1st of April. We all know that is the situation. The department effectively saying, look, work with us for a limited time and then we'll get as much as we can done in the meantime, and in the longer term you get what you want.
Exactly, but still the 1st of April we still have to accept the Queen of Iron according to the department, and we are not willing to do that. So unfortunately they're going to have to go back to the drawing board again and come back with other options, not conditions, to us. We are willing to sit down, we're willing to negotiate with them. Unfortunately what they have put on the table today, we are not accepting it.